It's Double Whammy. It's Martin's show and then me. We're live at Blust's Jewelers for their 100th year birthday bash. Up to 50% off regular prices. They'll have eats, they'll have drinks, they'll have cake, and of course, they'll have jewelry as well. So come by the live broadcast. We would love to see you. It starts at 10 and we go till 3. 12716 Olive Boulevard in Creve Coeur. We'll see you there.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
Yeah, I know the right on sunny side of the street.
Side
told you.
Of the street.
Ooh. You know what we're going to talk about for a little while today? And don't change the station when I say this, because we're not going to talk about it in the way other people talk about it.
What are we talking about?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, boy.
But I have a whole different take on this that I haven't heard anybody else say. And now we live in a world where you have to be so careful how you phrase things, because if you phrase it wrong, oh, somebody's going to be offended. Somebody's going to hear it as hate speech. But I know exactly how I want to phrase it. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the number one story in the country, is Caitlyn Jenner. And I think Bruce, now Caitlyn, learned from the best, those Kardashians, how to make money and how to get publicity. This I almost said this man, he is a man as far as I'm concerned. This guy who dresses now like a woman and calls himself Caitlyn has had already millions of dollars worth of publicity and exposure, and she is going to make a ton of money. You know how many companies will be after her because they know the world is focused on her? So if she can be seen wearing this, did you see the little bit they showed last night, or maybe yesterday, on the Today Show of the upcoming documentary on Caitlyn Jenner?
No.
It's going to be on the E! Network toward the end of this month. The whole story. And they're going to take you back to the transformation. And they played a couple of little excerpts from it where he's in an interview. In the excerpts, he says that he didn't know how to apply makeup. Well, no kidding. If I decided tomorrow to sit down at a dresser, a vanity, with one of those magnifying mirrors like women do, and start applying makeup, I don't have any idea what to go by.
Oh, no. The mascara, or how the to put eye, it on, whatever
or,
stuff.
Or what to, yeah.
I've seen some funny videos where either girlfriends or wives will do that, let their husband or boyfriend try to put on their makeup, and it turns out they end up looking like a clown every time.
Well, we've all seen women who don't know how to wear makeup. It's horrible. It's hideous. The ones especially that do that, they overdo that eyelid stuff, and their lids are purple. And just their lids, but they look like raccoons.
A raccoon, yeah. That's so, kind of the emo look or something like that. My daughter went through a stage like that.
You know what she did? Because
school.
I remember that she had that. Yeah. She wore that.
Smoky eyes, I think they call it. Yeah.
So he says that he tried it on his own, and he had thought he learned as much as he could and did pretty well. But then he went and got a professional makeup consultant. He said it made all the difference. That then he really looked good. I think he looks like a guy who's trying to look like a woman. He's not as convincing as a woman as some of these drag type people I've seen that you go, you got to be kidding. That's a man, because he still has a deeper voice than most women. I don't, what do you do about the voice thing? Because you can look hot,
eventually,
but as soon as you open your mouth,
I think hormones, I think hormones, eventually your voice can get higher
and that'll change.
I think
voice.
So. Not much higher, though, I
but
don't
we're,
think.
We're going to talk about it and take another spin on it. And if you want to throw I do appreciate, and my wife mentioned this to me this morning. She was in the car, and she heard the guy yesterday who called and said, I don't know what to tell my 10-year-old daughter how to explain the whole transgender thing. And that was a great question. And I think I stick by my answer. My answer is, you tell your kids they're not supposed to understand it, and when they're older, they will. And that applies to a lot of things.
Yeah.
They're not supposed, look, they're kids. They're not supposed to be told in graphic detail about lots of things yet. There's your answer. But it was a good question. Because kids on social media, they see this. This is the topic. Caitlyn Jenner. Well, it's got to be confusing to a 10 or 12-year-old. We'll get into what I want to talk about, my little sidebar spin on this after we ask if anybody has anything to say.
I have one thing.
Stepping up, Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We've talked about some of these challenges before on the show. Ice bucket challenge was one for a while. Can't remember some of the other ones. There seems to be a new one that pops up, you know, every couple months for a different cause. This one started not as a cause. These two women just decided they were going to make up this cause as a challenge, as a joke, and it was called a Hold a Coke with Your Boobs Challenge.
I like it already. I don't even know what it is.
That's why
but I like
we can't get behind most of these, but this is one I can get around. So they started doing this.
In front of this one.
And it was essentially, it was take a picture. A woman would take a picture of herself holding either a can of Coke or a bottle of Coke.
Between.
In the cleavage of their breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And cover certain areas so the picture could be viewed on either Facebook or whatever.
Why? Why is the nipple have to be?
I don't know. That's odd.
You're preaching to the choir here, but unfortunately.
This show that's on called Botched.
Yes.
Plastic surgery, botched plastic surgery. They bring women in, and you see everything except they blur
they
the
blur
nipple.
Just
now, what is wrong with us?
I don't know.
That's so offensive.
It's been the case forever in this country where nudity is just.
But there are some places like in Illinois. If you go to Illinois, some of the strip clubs over there, they're naked and walking around. Over in Missouri, they have some places, and they have to wear G-strings.
Pasties.
And pasties.
Well, man, you sound like you've covered all of these. You seem to know all about them.
Oh, I just heard.
Now, what I don't understand is, first of all, there's nothing frightening or offensive about a nipple. I can understand if a show about medicine or plastic surgery didn't want to show a guy's wiener. I could sort of understand that because a wiener can be friendly looking, or it can be scary and angry looking. It
menacing.
Can be menacing. It's a good word. It takes on different personalities. A nipple is just a nipple.
Yeah.
There's nothing. You think a kid is going to see that show, Botched, and watch it the way they air it with the blurry nipple, and then see one episode where they didn't blur it out and start screaming and need a psychiatrist? It's ridiculous.
It's one of my favorite body parts. I mean, it holds a close place in my heart.
I'm with you. I agree.
Above all others. But so they started this thing. And
let me just interrupt. You women who buy these products to suppress them so they won't pooch out, stop it.
Yeah, don't do that.
They put covers on them.
They make little nipple covers. And women do that so they won't protrude. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's appealing when they protrude.
It's very appealing.
Hey!
Yeah,
hey!
What?
Hey!
What?
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, Mike, come on.
He's not a fan of those
Mike
covers.
Mike doesn't like this kind of talk.
No, is he talking about the talk or the
covers? No, I think he's talking about the covering.
Discussion.
No, I think it was the discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So these two women started doing this, and they put the hashtag, Hold a Coke with Your Boobs Challenge. And it was just kind of a gag, there was no anything behind it. But then all these other women started jumping in, on the bandwagon and doing it as well. And some people at some point added on that it was for breast cancer research at some point. So now this thing is going around.
Why Coke?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm sure Coke loves it.
Though.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yes. There are a bunch of pictures not out now with
different. It's not filthy. It's not obscene. They're not doing anything disgusting or obscene. It's just the body. It's a body, a human body. And other countries, there are other countries where little kids grow up and people run around nude and nobody thinks anything about it. It's just not a big
Europe,
deal.
Oh, Europe, yeah. No.
We make such a big deal out of it that it becomes awkward for people to deal with when they finally see somebody naked. Ooh.
Well, and we've seen that on our trips, on some of our trips, the Europeans that are out on the beach, even with their kids.
Oh, yes. Full family, just not even... Because that's the way they're raised. They don't. Yeah. They've never thought of it as something dirty.
But when you make
nasty.
Something dirty, or you prohibit it, or it becomes off limit, that's the danger. That's when the trouble starts. Because now you think of it as something you other than what it is, just natural.
Right.
I don't know. I think it screws people.
By blurring
those out. You're almost saying this is such a terrible and offensive body part. So you grow up thinking there's something offensive about that, a nipple. There's
right.
not.
Are you
yeah,
becoming
stop it.
Obsessed with it? Like you and I have kind of been.
Not kind of.
Have an obsession. Yeah. So if more women were just to walk around topless, it would probably just become more commonplace.
It would calm us down.
Yes, we wouldn't think it was that big of a deal anymore.
They can do that in Canada. I haven't seen
Let's
it
do
yet.
The show there.
But women can walk down the street.
New York City, I think you can walk around, women can walk around topless, too.
We had a female on this show who was very well endowed. If she had come to me and said, if I do the show topless every day, can I stay on? I'd have said, yes, you got your job. She should have thought of that.
She should have. Yeah, so if anyone...
And who would that hurt? Nobody.
Oh, nobody. Any of our women listeners want to take the Coke Hold a Coke with Your Boobs Challenge?
Is that what it's called?
Hold a Coke with Your Boobs Challenge. You can
even the guys. There are probably some guys that can do that too.
Yeah, we don't want guys. We don't want your pictures.
And it was some of the women here on this article has some pictures. Most of it is blurred out, but some women are even able to hold a 2-liter.
A 2-liter? Good grief!
Yes, they're quite proud.
Wow.
Of it.
I'm going to start a challenge, and I'll do it first. Set a Coca-Cola can on my stomach shelf.
Oh, yeah.
That pooches out when I sit up. I can
look at this table I have.
I have a table, a stomach
table. Built-in table.
Yeah. What else do you have?
That was it. That was all I had.
Dan, anything?
I have one thing.
All right. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much. I was walking down the hall getting ready to come in the studio here
that
to go on the
story.
Show.
Thank you.
I did that before the show too.
Did you?
I did too. What a coincidence!
Isn't that weird?
We all did that.
I got a call into our general manager's office. What's his name? I don't think I've ever met
Mike.
Him. Mike.
Mike Dorsey.
Yeah. Mike, and he said that he met a guy that is out driving around all day and is absolutely aiming the PM and just is crazy about this show. And his name's Steve Parker. So I wanted to say hi to Steve Parker.
But... Howdy there, Parker.
Hello. Hi, Steve
See what
Parker.
I did? I took his name Parker and combined it with partner for Parkner. Howdy, Parkner.
Have you ever done this?
Now, is this like an order almost, or did he give you an option of...
Did he call you in and say, you do this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you shouldn't have done it.
Oh.
Now it's going to start...
Then you kowtowed. Now it's
going to set a precedent. Now we got to do whatever he tells us to do. Way to go.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
What else do you have?
I'm sorry. I went to the doctor today. I was going to go to the doctor.
I went to the animal fair. The birds and the bees were there. Are those the words? Is it the birds and the bees were there? I don't know.
No,
I think that's wrong.
I never heard that.
Sorry,
no,
ahead.
I don't know that either.
I never heard that one.
You went to the doctor.
I went to the doctor today, but I went last week to go, and they moved. They completely moved, and they had a sign on the door saying that they moved. And
you think it's possible that as they saw you coming, they just ran up and stuck that sign on the door?
That's very possible.
They just don't want you anymore as a patient?
They told all of the other patients they were moving, but...
they didn't tell you. Or they didn't move. They just ran up when they saw you coming and said, we moved, so you turn away.
That's very possible. So I rescheduled, and I thought it was for today, and it was actually for Monday. So I got up this morning, went in today, and I was preparing myself for the digital check. And
oh boy,
and that was 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and it how do you prepare for that? Mentally, psychologically,
mentally, yeah, psychologically, and mentally.
You don't mean prepare like you pre-lube?
No, right? No, oh no, no. But
what if they'd appreciate that? If you said, Doc, I pre-lubed.
Yeah.
You don't need any.
I got some stuff down there. Yeah. Just stick a glove on it. Have at it.
So what happened then when you went in?
I had to reschedule again. So now I have to reschedule.
Now you got
to
go through the mental trauma. Again.
Yes. So you're all excited. You're
all excited.
No, not all excited.
No. You said you were excited about the digital finger.
No. I didn't mean that.
Maybe that's what he wears when he goes in, his Freudian slip. Hey, women don't wear slips, do they, anymore? Think about that.
I don't know.
They don't. Women all wore a slip.
Or pantyhose.
Or pantyhose.
Oh, yeah.
But a slip. Every woman had a slip. No more. And it wasn't to keep you from seeing through the skirt? Wasn't that the whole point?
Yes.
Like if light hits you from behind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad they put an end to that.
Yeah.
We like to see through things.
No, I got excited when I found out that I had missed it, and I was going to have to reschedule, but now I have to...
No, Dan.
The build-up.
You cannot backpedal.
Oh, boy.
You didn't say, I was excited.
And then I got let down when I found out that he wasn't going to do that to me today.
No, it's out there now.
All right, man. Okay.
You get excited when you think you're going to have a prostate.
I did. I had a bottle of wine, and everything was... I was good to go.
Do you have anything else?
No,
that was it. It was your contribution.
I wanted to say hi to Steve Parker, but
how did you think it was today? And it was Monday.
I have no idea because I always schedule. I have another appointment at noon, and the doctor's office is very close to this other office. And
wanted to hear this. No, keep going.
No,
I've heard of that.
So I always make my doctor's appointment on a Wednesday,
but you didn't.
Well, they rescheduled me because
I want to keep going.
Everybody's getting a headache. Close it. Just close the books.
When I ramble.
I can get you tangled up in your own words.
I want to hear this progression.
Welcome to my private hell.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I think I'll give you something to think about this Caitlyn Jenner thing. I think you might agree with me. We'll see. Schaefer has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Remember that. I say remember it just because you Google it, you go to look it up. It's a lot quicker if you spell it right. Spell it correctly. They have 8 locations. The body shop business. They put vehicles back together. The most damage that I've ever had on a vehicle that I took to Schaefer, and it was barely drivable, was about 4 years ago. When a deer decided to try to come through the windshield of my car and took the windshield out and dumped the whole windshield in on me. So the whole windshield is out except for scraggly little hanging Chad chips of glass. There had to have been a million, because when a windshield breaks, it turns into diamonds. It's like little diamonds of sharp. They were in my shoes and my shirt, and it was raining. So now I'm bleeding, and I have... water coming in on me and glass everywhere. And I had 2 miles more to go home. This deer, I mean, he hit the hood, rolled up, hit the windshield. Thank goodness.
Did he have antlers?
In on me. Well, I didn't see him. It was dark. But that's happened to people. They've been, you know, what's the word, impaled.
Yeah, and that lady got killed on 40 when the deer jumped through. And
oh, lots of people have. But I thought, well, they're not going to be able to do this because how do you get all those little pieces of glass out of every dashboard vent, air conditioning vent, every crack, crevice? And they did. And if I remember, it only took about a week, and I could not believe what they were able to do. I thought they were going to total it. They didn't have to. They're very good at what they do, and you're going to be very impressed. And I can't imagine that once you've used Schaefer, you'd ever want to even try to experiment with anybody else because the service is above and beyond. You know, what body shops are there to do is repair the vehicle and put it back like it was. Well, they do that, but they make the whole experience so easy. If you have to be picked up, they'll pick you up. If the car has to be picked up, they'll come pick it up. If they have to bring it to you, they'll bring it to you. If they have to get you a rental car and bring that to you or take you to it, they'll do that too. They're very good. Schaefer, you'll see. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 8 locations. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's get our first look on traffic. Here's Tim Wyland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, they're saying there's northbound 170 at Highway 70. You've got the right lane blocked for emergency pothole repair. I can't find it on the camera. It doesn't look like any backups. Be aware as you go through the area. Baseball game just let out, so traffic is going to start being a mess here in just a little bit. We're already slow on westbound 40 from Kings Highway out through McCausland, eastbound 40 downtown. It's right now at Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. That's going to grow shortly. And then on southbound 270, just off the pace now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as members of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard, beautiful sunrises, floodwaters in your street, incredible sunsets, scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550 at ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
Are you suffering from sinus headaches, sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she will perform on you called in-office balloon sinuplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles. Takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches. No more sinus infections. No more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
It's Matt Wolf. Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you. Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade Proactive heals your acne, even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it because Proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number for you. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45. It's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear. Or you'll get your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Matt Wolf sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
What should you expect from your pharmacist? I'm pharmacist Brian Hercules, owner of the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in downtown Overland. A good pharmacist will talk to you about what your medications are for, the importance of taking them the right way, and any potential side effects. They should also talk to you about the most cost-effective treatments and watching for any drug interactions. Your pharmacist should take the time to get to know you and take an interest in the medications you are taking. Ultimately, you need to find a pharmacist that treats you as a person and gives you the individual attention that you deserve. I'm pharmacist Brian Hercules, owner of the Medicine Shop Pharmacy at 2514 Woodson Road in Overland.
Come and see Steve Burge at the Granite City, Illinois Medicine Shop, 1529 Johnson Road, two doors down from McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Sappington, Missouri on Gravois.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Comptonroofing.com.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
In 1955, Archbishop Ritter called upon the faithful of St. Louis to build the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the country. Thanks to the support of our community, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center was built brick by brick, dollar by dollar. That was the beginning of Glennon Sunday. Join thousands and donate to show your compassion for sick and injured children this Glennon Sunday, June 7th. Make your gift at Mass or donate online at glennon.org. Glennon Sunday, where faith and healing unite.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in, they do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see, what's today? The 3rd of June?
It was the 3rd of June, yeah. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Well, it is kind of a sleepy, dusky Delta day.
I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay.
What a strange song.
And at dinner time we stopped and walked back.
Did you see the movie?
I think I did. But I don't have much memory of it, but I think I did. The narrative of this song is so on target about Southern people.
From Choctaw Ridge.
It's Billy Joe McAllister.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
But the Billy Joe, big hit, Bobby Gentry, who had a thing with Glenn Campbell for a while. And a couple of other known celebrity singers.
Well,
do a little First Community, and I'll give you my take on Caitlyn Jenner. First Community Credit Union is a place to do all your banking. You know that, I think. I do all my banking there. You know that, I think, too. An email from them this morning from the business loan division. And you need to remember that if you have a business, you might want to partner up with First Community Credit Union. If you don't have a business and you're just, you know, person that needs a place to bank, I'm inviting you to join the rest of us, all of us who are members, and take advantage of rates that are always competitive and take advantage of great incentives. What they do when they do things like give you $100 to move your car loan, they want you to just get a taste of how they do what they do. And I think when you do, you'll move all your banking business there. And while I'm on it, that's the deal. If you have a car loan anywhere other than First Community Credit Union, move it over there and they'll give you $100. And the rate's probably going to be lower than the one you have now, so your car loan, very possibly, your payment, rather, could go down. They're the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning. They had the vision to see that that's a great audience, the yard sale audience. Think about it. People who call the yard sale or listen to the yard sale, a lot of them are in the process of moving, retiring. They're getting rid of some things. Those people generally have more money than 18-year-olds or 22-year-olds. They probably keep that money somewhere, bank somewhere. First Community would love to have their business. They'd love to have yours. If you want to know more, you can stop at any of the 40 locations, stop in and get some fresh hot popcorn or a popsicle when it's hot, and tell them your AM the PM. We appreciate that. Or go to firstcommunity.com. So I heard a statement this morning on Martin's show, and I think he made it when he was on with somebody, and he said, what is the interest? Why all this attention and interest on Caitlyn Jenner? I'll tell you why. Because it's weird. Now, when you say something, or when I say something like that is weird, there'll be some people that take that as an offensive statement. Well, how dare you? How dare you call me? I'll also use the word freak. He's a freak of nature. Nature played some sort of cruel joke on Bruce Jenner and gave him feelings of being a woman, but gave him the body of a man. That's a freak. He's a freak of nature. Freak is a bad word. It's a negative word. So when I say that I think the transgender thing is weird, it's because it is weird. It's not the way somebody's supposed to be wired. That doesn't mean I hate the transgenders of the world. It just means they're weird. Now, my concern with what he's doing and the publicity it's getting is that this country, we go too far sometimes with acceptance. We not only say, let's be accepting and love everybody, we shove things down people's throats. If you watch a show, most any show now on television, they have to have an interracial couple. They have to have a gay couple, maybe a lesbian couple and two gay guys. And now I've noticed on some shows, they've introduced a transgender character in the show. Why do we have to do that? We take something and then make everybody think, oh, this is much more common than I don't think so.
It's okay. And if you question it, you can't question it.
You're a hater and you're bigoted. Well, guess what? I don't hate Caitlyn Jenner. I think she's weird. And look, the Alton giant, Robert Wadlow. You don't think when that guy was around, he died, I think, in 1940. You don't think when he was around, he was weird. He was a great guy. Everybody loved this guy. 9 feet tall. All the articles in Wikipedia say he's 8'11 and a half. But Robert Wadlow had not been officially measured. The last measurement was 6 months before he died, and they said he was still growing. So he was, by all accounts, easily 9 feet tall. Now, he was weird. That's weird. He was a freak of nature. Caitlyn Jenner is a freakish, weird spectacle. And of course people are going to look at when you see these conjoined twins, like somebody with two heads, it's one body and two heads. Of course people are going to talk about it when there's a reality show. And it's going to be a hot topic because it's weird. It's not the norm. So you people that take every statement as hate, you don't get it. It's not hate speech. It's just expressing how weird we think it is and how it's not even about right or wrong. It's not for me to say if being gay is right or wrong. I don't know that this is a right or wrong issue. When somebody genuinely can't help something, Wadlow didn't choose to be 9 feet tall. Conjoined twins didn't choose to have one body and two heads. And I don't think that Bruce Jenner sat around one day and says, I think I'll just tell everybody and make up a story that I think I'm a girl. It's just something that the hand he got dealt. So, yeah, he's for a while, he's going to be a hot topic. But I hope, here's what I hope doesn't happen. We all went to school with a guy or boys who were sissies, we called them. They were effeminate. Many times they were also gay. Usually a real effeminate guy is gay. But let's just say the guy's a sissy or effeminate. Maybe he is gay. He sees Bruce Jenner and some high school kid or something thinks, well, you know, maybe that's me. Maybe I'm transgender because I'm kind of flighty and light in the loafers, and maybe I should be wearing women's clothes. So they'll think it's okay now to put on the pantyhose and makeup. And
I don't know if the two are connected, though, because Bruce Jenner isn't gay.
No.
He still likes women.
But
he just identifies.
But I hope there aren't people who misunderstand what he did and why he did it and start pretending, I guess, to be transgender because they see the kind of attention it gets and the publicity you get. I don't know. What a weird time. Don't we live in the weirdest world? I mean, it's just weird.
It's very strange because everything's more publicized now than it ever has been before.
See,
past.
In the 60s in high school, we didn't have social. We didn't have any social. We had a beige phone hanging on the kitchen wall.
Yeah.
That's what we had. And you couldn't use it because your parents needed it. And you had to ask them if you used the phone.
And Twitter was passing notes in the classroom.
And that's why... Man, in 1 minute, the whole world can know that Vanity Fair covers Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah. Boom, it's all over the world. So, yes, it's going to be a topic. People are going to talk about it, and we'll talk about it. I think the guy that called yesterday, I think that was a terrific question. I agree with my wife. I hate to say that, but I agree with her that that's a very good question. All of these kids that are seeing this, but it's no different than kids going, hey, a 10-year-old saying, Bobby in school says he's got two daddies. What's that about? Good luck explaining that. I think sometimes you just, they'll sort of start to.
Plus, I don't think, people don't understand, like, if you think, like me, I can't understand his feelings of wanting to be a woman. I don't understand that. I can't grab that concept.
No.
So then when you can't grab the concept and you can't feel that, then you're like, I don't get it. You are weird. You're so weird.
But you know, there are people who, once he did this, just wrote him off.
Oh,
going
yeah.
to hell, going to burn in hell, you sick, queer, whatever.
I wonder what Pat Robertson had to say about it, or if he's
well,
even
I talked to him this morning.
You really? Did?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him. Pat, what do you think about Caitlyn Jenner? You know, the Bible is very clear about this kind of behavior. What he refuses to admit is he's a homosexual. He may not admit it, and he may say, I'm trapped in the body of a man, but I know he is a homosexual. And that's all there is to it. Oh, that's when I talked to him just this morning. That was like 2 hours ago. Pat nailed it again.
That's quick.
All right, a couple quick phone calls if you like. I see one guy on hold here, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Dave, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, Dave.
Here's one thing that I just don't get. Okay, if you're saying that nature dealt him a bad hand, don't you think this would have kicked in a long time ago?
Oh, he says he says it did kick in a long time ago.
Yeah,
he felt like
he
a woman
this for a long time
at 12 years old. He said that in the interview. He's just suppressed it. This didn't just kick in.
He sure went a long ways in the Olympics for a guy that felt like that.
Yeah, but you know what? It's no different than
athletics has nothing to do with.
No, and it's no different than a gay man not coming out for years and years and years because of
the ridicule.
Oh, my
and everything
goodness, the
else.
Backlash and the ridicule. Yeah, I get putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. So it's not just something that one night he goes, hey, I think I'm a woman. He said he'd always felt that way. I am used to be very, very close to someone, a guy who's gay. And we had a long discussion about this. And he said, I knew when I was 12 years old I was gay. He said, I was suspicious of my feelings even earlier than 12. But by 12, I knew I was attracted to men. And he said, as a kid, when I would sit on one of my aunt's laps, I wasn't comfortable, but I'd sit on an uncle's lap, and I had these weird, funny, warm, comfortable, exciting feelings. He said, and he fought it. He married a woman to try to either change himself or fool people or both. And he couldn't do it. And he said it was a miserable existence.
Did he ever have the blood test, or did not consent to doing that? Or
blood test for what?
That chromosome. Some people actually do have that. Did he ever have that test? If he actually had the chromosome.
Oh, like not
this friend of mine. I don't know if he did or not. But he's now married to a guy. And I just mean
people who think they should have been a woman, and they say they're born with both chromosomes, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if their DNA is any different than, you know, I think they're born with the right DNA. It's just that mentally.
And their feelings, yeah.
You know, it's just you're wired wrong, I think. You're just born. Again, it's like the conjoined twin thing. Just something in nature wasn't right, and you can't. I get how miserable it would be to be gay, especially a man, more so than a woman, lesbian. For some reason, men still have a tougher time coming out and going, okay, I'm gay. I get that. It's a torture. Not so much now as it used to be. So I don't think this is not something Jenner just came up with. But for most people like us, heterosexual, what I call normal, average, it's just flat out weird and hard to understand. But you can't hate the guy for it, or you can't condemn him for it.
The man that played tennis and he turned himself into a woman and he played against Billie Jean King.
Richards. Renee.
Oh, yeah, Renee Richards.
Dr. Renee Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said that, you know, they were trying to get her to take that test to see whether or not she possessed that other, so she could actually be...
classified as a woman?
Yes, classified as a woman, but she refused to take it. There is a test that does that. And
I don't know much
she
about
refused
that.
To take it.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. Dave, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Now, this discussion, I had this long conversation this time with this person that I know. And he eventually, and I will tell you, too, that one night I talked him down. He was at ready to commit suicide. He was so tormented because he was gay, and his parents couldn't find out, friends couldn't find out, co-workers couldn't find out because he thought it would destroy his whole life. But he was so miserable, he was ready to commit suicide. And we were on the phone at a long, long time. And I'm no expert on this stuff, but I just know from him and knowing everything I know that he has told me, it is a miserable, miserable life. And you ruin other people's lives. He married a woman and screwed up her whole life because he married her for only two reasons, to fool other people and to see if he could make himself like women sexually. And it didn't work. And he left her. And she didn't know why. She didn't have a clue. She was just standing there going, what did I do? And years later, he contacted her. Years later and said, I think you need to know, I left you because I'm gay. So her life is destroyed. She's left for years wondering what went wrong. I guess the best thing to do is, if you can, is just get on with it, get over, and the people that will accept it will accept it, the people that won't, and it's their problem, and move on.
Yeah, the older I get, the way I think on things is whatever makes people happy that doesn't hurt anybody else.
Not hurting me.
Exactly. I mean, how can you look down on somebody who's doing something
that
makes them...
But there are also things, not hurting me, but I also, there's certain things I don't want to see. Now, my wife and I just watched, I can't think of what it was. We just watched this on TV, and it was, we were looking forward to it. It's a new show, new TV show. And honest to goodness, they had two guys French kissing on there. Now, you know what?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Do we really have to have that in every show? That's the part that I'm not comfortable with. And I think I speak for lots of people. But as far as, is it wrong? Is it right? It's not for me to say. Can you knock yourself out? Like Peon said, not hurting me. And I do understand and believe that nobody should have to live a miserable, tortured life like that. All right. Pretty deep and pretty heavy for this show. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. They are in St. Louis, and they're in lots of other cities, too. They're $189 a piece. They have been for 10, 11 years. And the quality, the price has been the same for all those years. And even when gas prices went crazy and a lot of companies were marking products up, well, we have to raise the price because of delivery truck. They did not raise the price and they didn't lower the quality. I don't know how they did it, but they did. You didn't find out one day that, because of the economy, they were no longer able to issue the lifetime warranty. No, they stuck with the lifetime warranty. Good housekeeping seal of approval. So the quality stayed the same. And if you buy one or you buy 100, they're $189. Copycats, of course there are. But they're not Window World. You want the original $189 window, then you want to go to windowworldst.louis.com.
Meet me.
Get another look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we're pretty heavy now on westbound 40. It looks like we're slowing from about Vandeventer all the way out through McCausland. Heavy again, Lindbergh through Highway 270. Same thing on westbound 70 between Union and Lucas and Hunt. Northbound 170, we've got slow traffic from 70 up through Airport Road. We have eastbound 270 slowing at Missouri Bottom to 170. Southbound 270, a bit off the pace in areas between Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry, and then westbound 44. It's now heavy from Meraz out through Merritts. And this traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. Oh, I just got handed a notice here. Eastbound 44 at 270, we've got an accident with injuries there. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 3rd at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Las Vegas 51s on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefanina's.
Hailstones in your yard, beautiful sunrises, floodwaters in your street, incredible sunsets, scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550 at ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more at Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com. With their Dynagreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. Dynagreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynagreenInfo.com.
Available at Terry's Home and Garden.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015.